Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
I hear this song. I just want to, you know, take my cough and my sore throat and get on a bus and go to Florida with Ratso Rizzo. All right. It's 747 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
Another round of winter weather is on the way. We've got snow showers in the forecast for tomorrow.
Two.
Shocker men's basketball team has its four-game winning streak come to an end. Shockers lost by 10 points yesterday at Cincinnati.
One.
This is the Washington's birthday federal holiday. No mail delivery today. City, county, and federal offices are closed today. It's three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Whenever I hear that song, all I hear is Nimoy singing it. Anyway, out in traffic this morning, we've got a traffic slowdown. You're going to want to watch out for this northbound on K-15. Traffic hazard, stalled out vehicle, and on K-15 northbound, and it's right around MacArthur. Also, watch out for traffic slowdown northbound on I-135, a stalled-out vehicle north of the 8th and 9th Street exits. Traffic on KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Monday. Looking at a cloudy day today. High of 28 degrees. Might see some snow flurries. Overnight low tonight down to 20. And then looking ahead for Tuesday, we're looking at snow tomorrow during the daytime hours and a high of 29 degrees. Currently in Wichita, we do have a wind out of the north-northwest, mostly cloudy, 15 degrees, wind chill at zero. We're on our way to a high today of 28. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday. Hey, the menu may be found at monarchwichita.com. Check it out. The Monarch in Delano. It is 7:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A Kansas-based company is struggling. It's based in Topeka, Payless Shoe Source. Add them to the list of retail stores closing up. Footwear company has already started holding liquidation sales and will also wind down its e-commerce operations. The debt-laden chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection nearly 2 years ago. Payless says all of its stores will stay open until at least the end of March. Most will stay open until May. But they're winding down. The Payless chain was founded in 1956 to offer self-service stores selling affordable footwear.
I liked Payless.
And Payless maybe down to its last few days.
Yeah. I don't like to see that.
It's like I believe there are still three locations in Wichita. There's one in Park Lane. I think there's one in Town East. I think there's one at Bradley Fair. But Payless Shoe Source looks like they're winding things up here. A book that was donated to charity ended up being worth a lot more than expected because of what was inside. Well, not the words of the book. It was The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. That's a good read. But the $4,000 that was tucked inside a chamber cut into the pages.
Yikes.
A volunteer was sorting items donated to a charity book fair. She found the cash. Volunteer says the former owner also left a letter and an address label inside the book that helped track that person down. The man's family has been contacted. The money returned. The volunteer says she suspects the man's family had gone home and checked through every other book they had in the place, but turned up in one that they had donated. Rise and Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. It's a big book.
Yeah.
I guess there's room there.
There's room there for a lot of money. Yeah, sure.
To stow four grand in there. Hey, Are you aware of the latest 401k contribution rules the IRS has instituted? Well, let's get more on the Baxter Money Minute.
Did you happen to read the IRS publication Notice 2018-83? Don't worry, we read it for you. Each year, the IRS announces the contribution and income limits for the next calendar year. For the first time since 2013, the total amount you can contribute to either a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA rose from $5,500 to $6,000. People over 50 can contribute an additional $1,000. We call that the catch-up contribution. Also, income limits have adjusted up $2,000 to $4,000, depending if you're married filing jointly. It starts to phase out if you make $193,000 combined and ends at $203,000. At that point, you can't contribute to your Roth IRA.
And of course, that's the Baxter Money Minute. Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, and that's right here on KNSS. It is 7:52 with Steve and Ted, and let's check in with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Governor Laura Kelly says she wants to be a partner to Wichita businesses. Kelly spoke recently at a Greater Wichita Chamber event. She said a strong Wichita is absolutely critical to the economic health of the entire state. She was asked about the bill that describes same-sex marriages as parodies. Kelly said that's not a view that attracts young people to live in the state. Commerce Bank has been ranked as one of the top banks in the country, Forbes listing Commerce as the 17th best bank in the country. It has 7 locations in Wichita and 1 in Derby. Centennial Bank of Arkansas was ranked number 1. No other area banks made the list. Forbes says Commerce has a market capitalization of $5.6 billion. The federal debt continues to head higher, but concerned about the debt, not rising. The federal debt clicked past $22 trillion this week. That's a record that comes despite economic growth. Economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the debt is not a problem. Democrats have remained mostly silent. Republicans who were concerned about debt during the Obama administration aren't saying much about it these days. That is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, and we'll have more local business items coming up 1 hour from now. It is 7:53 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 70% of the military-age population is not fit to serve in the U.S. military. That's a serious problem for recruiters.
Yikes.
For the first time in 14 years, the Army missed its recruiting goal last year. Instead of pursuing old-school methods, the Army is trying some new approaches. They are reaching out to youngsters where they actually hang out, on social media and video game conventions. The Army released a new music video featuring a couple of recruiters rapping about the types of Army jobs that are open to young people in Generation Z. Since reversing the ban on social media recruiting, the Army is now meeting its goals and seeing record success in coastal metropolitan areas. So, new approach by the Army to recruit.
Yeah, I saw there.
In this changing world we live in.
I saw a video of their display from PAX East this year, and I remember thinking to myself, man, they should have been at PAX for the last 5 years, for the last 10 years.
A little bit behind the game there.
Yeah.
But they're trying to find ways to find Uncle Sam. We want you. You need to point him in the right direction. It is 7:50. We're coming up on 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Got a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. We'll be talking live with Simon Owen from Fox News in London. And we'll get his the latest on a female athlete in South Africa that's going to court, and we'll find out more about that and what that's all about. We'll have sports coming up, tell you about Shocker basketball action yesterday. We've got entertainment news in the blur coming up at 8:35 this morning, so we'll recap, you know, weekend at the box office.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be coming up on the blur. We've also got some fairly big birthdays we'll talk about.
Good deal. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. A big 8 o'clock hour is on the way, and of course your forecast as well, with snow in the forecast for tomorrow. Those details next as well. KNSS News Time, 7:55.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.